Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. Kiki Carter-Webb, her husband Greg Webb, and son Sebastian Wilson-Webb make up the musical group Dancing Light. They perform regularly around northern Minnesota. They were in our studios. We were glad to have them last year during our High Five Fun Drive in October. In addition to making and performing music, the Webbs have taken their passion to the next level, creating artistic opportunities for students of all ages at the Kokoro Center for Music and the Performing Arts in Hackensack. Here to tell us more about it, Kiki Carter-Webb. Hey, Kiki, thanks for being back.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so this place that you have made, the Kokoro Center for Music and Performing Arts, opened in July. Has this always been a dream of yours?
You know, it just sort of came up last fall. You guys were mentioning Headwaters Music and Arts, which both Sebastian and I have both taught there. And Headwaters is such a blessing to the greater Bemidji community. So Greg, Sebastian, and I were just sitting around the kitchen table, and we were chatting about the need for a music school down here in our neck of the North Woods. And so we started talking about what all that might look like and where we could possibly start a music school. And none of us could really figure out, well, you know, where should this go? Where could we do this, you know, in the local area? And then about 1 week later to the day, we got a call from Joe Horak of the Union Congregational Church in Hackensack and said, "Hey, Kiki, have you ever thought of starting a music school here?" So it was like, oh, okay.
Does this augment the fact that a lot of smaller schools maybe do not have music as kind of?
You know, in our area, they do. And what we're offering is if people want to dive a little deeper into that experience of music, so, outside of what the public school offers, but there are some that don't offer music. I think Minnesota does a pretty good job of offering arts to the kids around here.
What does the word Kokoro mean?
Oh, so as it has been described to me, Kokoro is the unified energies of the mind, the heart, spirit, and soul. Yoshikawa Sakiko, who's the director of Kokoro Research Center at the Kyoto University, he says about that word, and I'm just reading a quote from him here. Kokoro is well understood in Japanese, but difficult to explain in English. The Japanese word Kokoro unites the notions of heart, mind, and spirit. It sees these three elements as being indivisible from one another. So, for example, if we say, "She has good Kokoro," it means heart and spirit and soul and mind all together.
Hmm. So, Kiki, what kind of classes and opportunities are you offering?
So we have music lessons on woodwinds and brass, piano, acoustic and electric guitar, ukulele, melodica, electric bass. We also get into music theory and poetry and songwriting, classes in live sound and home recording, lessons like that.
So lessons for young people, would you recommend, John, have you ever played an instrument?
No.
Okay, so would you recommend someone like John starting an instrument? Why?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you get them over that fear? I mean, when you're like 50 or whatever, or even 60, for goodness sakes, you kind of want to be good at something right away, and maybe you don't have the patience or you're just scared to death of doing something like this. How do you get over that?
You know, so every student is unique, and I'm actually teaching a 61-year-old saxophone player right now who's a beginning saxophone player, and he is doing so great. But if you're learning an instrument that's new to you, the first step is just really exploring that instrument, really getting to know that instrument and playing it in a way where you're being more creative and improvisational. Like if it's a piano, you might explore the black and white keys and sort of check out their groupings or look under the hood so you can see the hammers hitting the strings and check out the pedals and how they move up and down. And then maybe we would just explore, you know, playing the black keys. I might say, so just play on the black keys, and I want you to imagine and play the sounds of a gentle rain turning into a thunderstorm, and then the thunderstorm passes over and the sun comes back out. So anything really goes, and it's all good, and there's really no judgment. And then at the same time, we have a six-level music theory system that helps people learn to read and understand music notation and theory concepts. It starts out with, like, this is a staff, and it progresses through rhythms and key signatures, scales, and harmony. It even moves into elementary counterpoint. So it's very freeform. And focus at the same time, if that makes sense.
So, Kiki, say someone is 60 or older. They get over that fear. They want to try a musical instrument. What do you feel like that can bring to the rest of their life?
Oh, my gosh, so much. I mean, art is so important to us all. I mean, we tend to really focus in our society right now on, you know, science, technology, and mathematics. And art is that very heart-centered place, you know, that place where our mind is connected with our heart and with the greater community. So it brings us all kinds of things. It brings us more understanding of, you know, different cultures. It brings us a sense of community. You could have a bunch of people sitting around the table who all speak different languages, and they're just looking at each other cross-eyed because nobody understands each other. But put a piece of instrumental music on, and they're all of a sudden, they're all connected. It's something that connects us all.
Do you remember your first piece of music that you played, or the start or interest in it?
You know, I was 5 years old and taking piano lessons, and I remember writing my first song, which was very profound. It was... I say yes, you say no, and I say yes. That was it.
Do you have some
basic
good
conflict?
Yeah.
Did you have some great instructors, or are you self-taught?
I had amazing instructors. Yeah. I was very fortunate. I was a double major in college in both music education and music performance, and I had some really stellar teachers who had a real open door policy and just said, any time you want to know something, just come ask. And I was a little sponge and had lots of questions. So I was very grateful for that opportunity.
So the Kokoro Center for Music and the Performing Arts is now open in Hackensack. I can hear your passion for music, and I know your husband and son have it as well. Do people want this? Have people been coming forward and wanting lessons, and what's it like?
We are. We had this little early bird session that we're in right now. Fall quarter actually starts September 30th, but we're in this little early bird session. We have 7 lessons going on right now, and it is so much fun. Like, I love to perform, but I have really missed teaching and getting in there and watching somebody start discovering their gifts. It's amazing.
That is Kiki Carter-Webb. For more information about signing up for classes, to find dates for upcoming open mic sessions at the Kokoro Center, go to Kokoro Center for Music and Performing Arts Facebook page, or you can call them. The number is 218-831-0942. You can always call us for more information. Congratulations on your new music school, Kiki. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.